Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast.
It is.
It is Relax the Podcast.
And I'm Colleen Ballinger.
And this is the podcast that we talk about things.
I think that sums it up.
That's a great intro. I'm very excited about today's episode.
I'm excited.
You have no idea how excited I am.
I'm more excited.
Who needs it's to relax, Levy? I don't know if I should even let you go first because I feel like I have to go first. So I'm going to explode.
This week, sometimes I like have a few things. Sometimes I have a couple. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't really have any. This week I got a laundry list.
Uh-huh.
I got a baker's dozen,
okay,
if you will. But I wanted to start off addressing something. It always tickles me so when things that we, let's say it, bicker about on this podcast.
I don't know what you're going to say. And love, I have everything saved in my phone. I'm ready to gloat.
I'm sure you are because I know.
I've screenshotted. I have receipts.
I'm sure you have receipts. May I continue?
Yeah, sure.
It always tickles me, surprises me, the little bickers we have that inspire controversy, like that I see feedback from, because there'll be like big things, nothing. But sometimes it's like a small thing and it fires people up.
Oh, yeah.
And it is always surprising to me. Like the days of the week thing was so surprising to me. And I got to tell you,
Lovey,
cantaloupe and fruit salad.
You are wrong.
Surprises me.
Love.
There are people. That
can I read
that
the comments?
We're so mad. You may, but first, may I present my evidence?
I think you should read the comments. I know. I actually said this isn't a bicker. I'm just saying the facts here. I said, "What? Who needs to relax?" Actually, I don't know if you can go first because I need to talk about someone explode.
I know, but then I
didn't
started
let me.
Talking.
I know. I just want to. I want to hear your explanation. I feel like it's gonna.
Sure.
But I feel like that will inspire a huge conversation. Whereas these comments will just be like, I'm just gonna read them.
Bring them on.
So I just. I mean, this is just a few of the comments. So if you don't know what we're talking about, last week, I was talking about fruit salad and how there's always cantaloupe and honeydew. And fruit salads are typically just almost always cantaloupe and honeydew, and then there's maybe some like kind of rotten strawberries and some purple soggy grapes in there too. Sometimes maybe a couple blueberries if you're lucky, always soggy. Anyway, we're talking about this and Eric said that there's never cantaloupe or honeydew. And
yeah, I took the stance
and
that
I was
that's
like,
a lie.
You're a psychopath. That's
that a lie.
Not true.
That big cantaloupe is telling you that they're in everything.
They're not, and
they're not anywhere to be found.
That
it
is
a
not,
mist. They have
love that it was, it,
they
it,
have vanished.
It is so anyway, we're not getting this argument again,
no.
But he refused to agree with me that there was cantaloupe in every fruit salad everywhere you ordered. It's like mostly just cantaloupe and honeydew. And so I started to feel like very gaslit, to be honest, because I was like, am I crazy? Like, how come I've always just every fruit salad I've ever experienced has been honeydew and cantaloupe? Am I wrong? Because he was so confident that he was right and I was wrong. So you guys in the comments set the record straight.
I live in the world.
And I'm going to gloat because this never happens. I'm always wrong. I'm literally always wrong. And I can admit that. But that wasn't a dig at you. I was just saying, like, I can admit when I'm wrong.
No,
so I'm like,
I was
I'm
laughing
excited
that you admit it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what? Yes, I do. I always admit.
You do. Yeah,
I do. Anyway, so the top comment was, a majority of fruit salad is...
The top comment?
Yes.
On that
456
episode?
Likes. A majority of fruit salad is definitely honeydew and cantaloupe. Laughing emoji. I'm so curious. This is another comment. I'm so curious to know where Eric is getting his fruit salads. Must be super posh because I'm so tired of the cantaloupe in my fruit salads. The next comment says, I came here to also...
That's assuming that like cantaloupe is more... Is low class?
Yes.
Is like less expensive than the other items in a fruit salad?
Yes. I came here to also reassure Colleen she's not going crazy. Eric must be getting bougie fruit salads.
Why?
Because when I think of fruit salad from a restaurant, I always think of cantaloupe, honeydew, and grapes. And maybe it has one ripe strawberry if you're lucky. Now, next comment. Another. These are getting
strawberries
lots of like
are posh?
376 likes on this. LMAO, I think Eric is gaslighting you. Cantaloupe is in every fruit salad. Next comment. This is every comment. LMAO, Eric is crazed. Cantaloupe is always in fruit salad. I think melons are cheap fruit, so they always put honeydew and cantaloupe in it.
How did this inspire such
My mom calls them trash.
Such a response.
My mom calls them trash fruit because they're just filler. I literally thought Eric was doing a bit about cantaloupe not being in fruit salad. As someone who doesn't like it, I assure you, it is near impossible to find a fruit salad without it.
Lies.
For real. OMG, no, Eric, you have never been wrong, more wrong. I'm usually a silent follower. This person came out of the woodworks, but this is important. Look at any fruit cup from any restaurant ever. Colleen described it perfectly. Cantaloupe and honeydew always take up the most space, and then they put a little of the good stuff on tubes. Love, you're wrong.
Where are you people getting fruit salads?
Everywhere. Literally everywhere. Go to anywhere. I honestly think Eric has to be messing with everyone with the fruit salad combo. I was just as enraged as Colleen.
Why was this so enraging to people?
Eric has lost it, LOL. There are always melons in fruit salad. Colleen is right on the fruits. This is every comment, love. I think Eric is going to hippy dippy places to eat. The rest of us get cantaloupe, honeydew, and two soggy grapes in our fruit salad. And then this is my favorite one to end on this one. I cannot wait to hear next week's episode where Colleen gets to be triumphant in the cantaloupe fruit salad debate.
It's wow. How did this become such a hot button issue?
Because you are unbelievably incorrect.
Because I was that incorrect that it
so
was
incorrect.
That it inspired.
Well, it wasn't just that you were incorrect.
It elicited like just the rage.
It wasn't even like you were incorrect. It was like you refused to even say that there was ever been cantaloupe near a fruit salad. Like you were like so adamantly against me saying that most fruit salads have cantaloupe and honeydew on them.
And here's the thing. I'm here today to say I still...
You are the
most
strong.
Stand strong in my belief and I'm not going to posh hippy-dippy
you
places.
Are.
Exhibit... A.
What?
I went grocery shopping for our family.
Grocery store fruit salads are not restaurant fruit salads. Those are posh.
And I was.
And those are also so overpriced. They're crazy.
Can I finish?
Sure. Yes. Excuse me.
And I was, as I'm walking around, there is a little fruit salad section of this grocery store. And I will show you this picture now. We will put the picture on the screen. Mm-hmm. And in this entire section of this.
Love, do you know what a fruit salad is?
Middle brow grocery store, not posh, not hippy dippy, nary a lope in any of these fruit salads. Show me a lope. Show
Love,
me. This is on the screen now.
I'm really
looking at
I'm
it.
Worried about your health. I'm worried about your mental health. Love,
show me
you,
a fruit salad.
Time, you need to
that
stop.
Is 90%
you
cantaloupe
have to let
or
me
honeydew
answer
melon.
You. I have so many things to say. Number one, you were at a posh grocery store. Number two, that if you get a fruit salad at a grocery store, it's overpriced. It's insane how expensive the cut up fruit is. And also,
where are people getting fruit salad? What do you mean?
At restaurants.
You're ordering a fruit salad at a
Love, that is
a
what this entire conversation
is something that
is
comes
about.
Like cuz you ordered French toast and they put it in a little cup on
Correct.
The side
and it's always cantaloupe and honeydew.
Strawberries.
No. And the fact you said bananas was crazy to me.
Like a sliced up quarter
no one has
of a banana.
No.
Every time.
No.
I've never, ever.
First of all, I don't think you know what a fruit salad is. Because you said this is the fruit salad section. This is literally fruit. So this is all
no,
fruit.
Those are all fruits.
Love. These are not fruit salads.
If it's mixed fruit,
this
it's a fruit salad.
You just proved me right. The only fruit salad in here is literally only.
No.
Look at this.
It's on the screen for them.
Stop it.
It's on the screen for them.
But it's not zoomed in. I have to show you guys. Okay, hold on. You have to see this. So this is the picture, right? If you zoom in on the fruit salad, it's literally just honeydew and cantaloupe and watermelon. And then if you scooch over, Look, here's another fruit salad. Okay. There's only other fruit salad up there. And this one has, oh, look at that. A lot of honeydew and cantaloupe and pineapple.
I didn't really have
what
the time to forensically go through this, but like a majority
proof,
of them, no,
your receipts
a majority
prove
of them
my point.
No, are there's strawberries no, and blueberries
love,
and pineapple.
That's not a fruit
salad.
That's,
just like I said, look, fruit love. Salad.
Look at
show me the
honeydew and
show me them.
It's right there.
Show me them.
The honeydew and cantaloupe are right in front of your
at
eyeballs.
At the bottom, there's like two pieces,
look
love.
At, no, look at honeydew. Look at this. It's only cantaloupe, this one. Love,
just because that's
you
on the side. That's a mango. That's not a
that's
cantaloupe.
Not a there's no mango in that, first of all. Second of all, love, the other one that you said, this is just blueberries and strawberries. It's because that is a blueberry-strawberry package. It's literally a package of just strawberries and blueberries. That's not a fruit salad.
No, this is a fruit
sorry,
salad.
Guys, this is the most bickering ever, and we said we weren't going to bicker anymore. This is to me.
But,
I've never thought of this
but
as bickering,
not,
but
we're not like fighting. We're just.
I know, but I guess this is what people are talking about. But I said I wasn't going to do this anymore. But like, I'm having a blast right now talking to you about this.
Yeah,
that
I don't
is
care.
All honeydew.
This is
what
fun,
are you,
this
love,
is fun for me to looking, prove you wrong
you're
the content
oh my God.
And what the contents of a fruit
can
salad.
We talk about this. Look at this, you guys. Look at this. He's about to show me this as proof. Hold on. Look at this one right here. He's about to show me this as proof.
There's no cantaloupe in that.
Look at it. It's all honeydew and cantaloupe. All this honeydew. Look at so much honeydew. Have you lost? Do you not know what honeydew is? Look, cantaloupe, honeydew, 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 honeydew. That's all honeydew. There's like four grapes in there. You've lost your mind that your proof, it proves my point.
I think that.
You just saw it, right? It's in front of your face.
Here's the thing.
You're looking at it.
I am all in on this. I can't be.
How come you can't just admit that there's honeydew and cantaloupe in that fruit salad?
I can't.
Lovey.
Can't do it.
Oh my God. Sorry for starting off the episode with so much bickeratia, guys. We're
I
not trying to bicker.
Fun.
I'm having a blast talking about this, but
it's
I guess
debate.
This is, what
is it not
like.
Debate? Is this not like, I was never in debate club.
I don't know because it's not.
I've never won an argument with you. So.
I don't think that's true at all, but it's fine. I think that you win every argument on this podcast, which is why I'm so excited about this fruit salad one. Because this one, there's like, this one's not even like up for debate. No one will agree with you on this. No one will agree with you.
It doesn't feel great to be on that side of the coin.
You cannot look
but
at a
when
picture.
When I know in my heart that every fruit salad that I've seen.
You just saw a bunch.
Day in and
love,
day out. No.
That, your eyes that aren't was, working. Your eyes do not work because you just saw a bunch of fruit salads with honeydew and cantaloupe.
I guess I'm talking about like when you when you have to order something and then they throw, you didn't even ask for a fruit salad. It just comes with it in a little cup.
Yeah, it's always honeydew and cantaloupe.
No, and it's not.
It is. I want to order right now from like Denny's and get a fruit salad and see what happens. Can I do that?
You freaking do that right now.
I'm doing
I
it right now. I'm doing it right now. So by the end of this episode, we will have postmated some form of food.
And if there is... even a sliver of cantaloupe.
cantaloupe.
I will say I am wrong. Okay. If there is a sliver.
Love, only call it cantaloupe from now on.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to say thank you to our first sponsor.
Sounds good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How much time are you spending with yourself, on yourself, in any given moment, in any given day, in any given week, versus how much time are you spending on other people? And how are you supposed to balance this in a healthy way that's good for everyone involved? It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs. What do they need? They need food. They need water. They need diapers. They need you to be a truck and act as if you are an actual truck or train. Maybe sometimes. And sometimes when you're doing that all day, you forget to spend time on yourself. When we spend all of our time giving, it can give us a feeling of being stretched thin and burned out. Super burned out. Super tired. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so that you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. I found that this is the number one thing that I love about therapy is actual functional tools that someone can give me. I like a project, especially when that project is myself. And I like an objective person to give me tools that I can functionally work on, that I can better myself, that I can I'm a taskmaster. I need a task. Like how can I do, I don't like sometimes for me talking about it in this cerebral sense isn't necessarily helpful for me. Like I need things that I can do that help me function better as a person, as a husband, as a father, and as me, as myself. If you've never been in therapy or have been out of it for a while, I don't know, if you're thinking about starting therapy, starting again, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, or you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge if that doesn't work out. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/relaxwithme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/relaxwithme.
Okay, just so you guys know, we looked up everywhere to try to find a fruit salad, and we're recording this too late. We record after the babies go to bed, everyone goes to bed, so it's late, and there's nothing available that delivers except for fast food. So
we'll have to leave it. Bless you for another week.
I know. So next week, it's a cliffhanger, guys, but next week we're going to order from a restaurant and see what we get in this magical fruit salad. If there's any cantaloupe or melon, Eric is going to apologize.
I will.
That's shocking to me.
And vice versa, I'm assuming.
I'm going to apologize to you?
Yeah, if there's no cantaloupe or honey.
Apologize for what?
For being wrong. I don't know.
No.
Okay, but I have to?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because we know factually fair. You are incorrect.
Uh-huh. Who's we? The royal we?
Everyone knows this.
No, I'm sure some people.
Except for you.
Hey, if you're listening and you're one of the quiet ones, the silent listeners, come forward. Speak your truth. There is no cantaloupes in fruit salads anymore.
Anymore? So you think that there used to be, but now there's not?
Right.
So you think that fruit salads used to always have them, or yes. You think that never really had them?
I think they had them, yes.
But it was only that, remember? Like, and it's just a couple grapes, and like mostly just
yes.
Cantaloupe and honeydew?
And now that was like that's why this whole conversation started, is like now every time I get
feel like
one.
You're trying to backtrack a little bit here, girl. I feel like you're trying to like save your little booty.
Let's move on.
Okay. By the way, sorry, the birds are so loud. Our little chickies are so freaking loud. I know that you can hear them. We got some comments about it, but
in a bad way, or was it pleasant?
Like, someone said, I find it soothing hearing the chicks in the back.
It's very relaxing. It's very on brand for us.
Yeah, it is. I had stuff to talk about. I know you have a bunch of relaxes. But
I sure do.
But can I ask you something?
You can.
Since that was both of our actual relax to start off
the
episode.
It was.
Once upon a time, a while ago, your brother, who edits this podcast, came up with the idea to do relaxatives of the week, which is like things that actually made us feel relaxed throughout the week. And we did it, I think, once. But I liked it. I was going to see if you had any relaxatives this week.
Oh, well.
Things that actually made you feel relaxed.
You bringing this up means you had one.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I do, but like, I don't know.
You're
kind of
putting
like
me on the spot then. And,
it was just like, oh, I liked that. We did that. And so I wanted to do it again.
Okay.
I mean, to me, I think cuddling the kids to sleep always forces me to just chill out and relax, you know?
Yeah. I have one.
What?
Our son Flynn.
Yes.
Has pivoted to that, that bedtime stories are now his thing that he's in charge of.
Oh, I love this.
Meaning that he reads the books.
Yes,
to me, it used
amazing.
To be, I would read him a book every night. Now there's a select few that he really loves and he's got such a great mind.
Yeah.
He can't really read yet, but he knows letters and things. But he is so good at memorizing and recalling things that he can essentially get through a book that we've read many times and tell me the whole story. And he just so enjoys being in charge and reading the story to me. And it's kind of great. Cause like it takes the onus off of you, like performing for him. Now he's performing for you, but it's also very like someone
very
is
entertaining.
It's very entertaining. Yeah. And so sweet. And so wonderful. But also I just get to lay there and he's reading me this story
it's
and
amazing.
I can kind of switch roles. It's I can't explain it, but it's just magic is the best way to explain
it. It's unbelievable. And I was out of town for work for a night and, Eric sent me a voice memo. Of Flynn doing this? You should show some of it.
That was the first time that he did that.
Can we show a little bit of it?
If you want to.
I think it's just so cute. The way he reads. Oh my God. It's adorable.
Yeah. He changes his inflection and like mannerism like that. He's kind of like mimicking how I would,
Yeah. Pull it up. Can you pull it up? Do you know which one it is? Which voice memo it is? It was so sweet. I was out of town about to go to an audition and, I was so freaking nervous. And Eric sweetly was like, hey, I know you're probably really nervous. So I wanted to send you this. Hopefully it puts a smile on your face. Flynn is insisting on reading me the story tonight. And he sent me this voicemail. It's like 6.5 minutes long. So we won't show you the whole thing. We'll show you a little bit of it.
It's 8 minutes long.
Oh, it's 8 minutes.
Eight minutes of him.
I knew it was like super long, but it's incredible.
And I'll mention that the book he chose to read is just like a kind of construction truck bedtime story where it just talks about different trucks every page.
He only picks up pallets. And, but he has the arm, the boom. He even has a ladder to get up to the cab because the cab is way up high. And so he needs a ladder to get up. The wheels, the back wheel, the cab,
Where's the forks. Oh, yeah, the forks.
I guess I'm turning a page.
Next is the front end loaders. The front end loader fills up the dump truck. It has a bunch of different attachments, like we
he
just
does his inflection,
said.
The front end loader.
Yeah,
like it's like
they have
so
a secret.
Cute.
They can also have a big radiator, a little radiator, medium radiator. It can also have tires.
It can also have tires.
The rest
so
of
precious.
It is just for me. It's just for us. But yeah, it was really really great.
Yeah.
And then the. I think of the part of that story that I didn't tell you, but I'll tell you now because we haven't talked about any gross stuff in a while.
Oh, come on.
Let me get sneak one in.
Wait, this is one of your relaxatives?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
Something
was
gross.
That? It was him not reading books to me.
You know, there wasn't more, like, because I have another relaxative. Is this moving on to something?
No,
or is this
not.
A relaxative?
No, I'm saying, but in the same night.
Okay, got it.
Uh-huh. Where we had switched roles and he was reading to me and it was so sweet and amazing and incredible and heartwarming. I also had a strange gas. A bad gas.
Oh no! I know what you're talking about, Levy. You get
you
this from.
You know what I'm talking about?
When you get this,
I can't pinpoint it though. I can't.
Particular
I can't eliminate
poison
it.
Gas.
Poison gas. I don't know where.
Poison.
Like it's uncomfortable even for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what causes it.
Like I think like if you inhale when you get that kind of poison gas, like I think anyone who inhales it, it certainly shaves off hours of your life. Like
oh yeah.
Maybe days.
Certainly for me, I know it means the end is nigh. But like, it's funny that to have like, you know, had this child and been raising this child and whatever. And like, I don't know, it's the toots have always kind of been a funny, like they're funny. You know what I mean? That's a human funny thing. And I,
Maisie
and I,
loves them.
And I've seen it in our twins that like, it's just innately funny to pass gas. Like it's a funny thing. Mm-hmm. But to now be shamed be shamed for it by my 4-year-old is
rightfully so
funny because in all absolute sincerity, I silently pass gas and our 4-year-old son goes, oh, you stink. Your toots stink. And he asked me to leave the room.
So like, no, he did not.
So like, that's not included in that voice memo that
oh,
I sent
come
you,
on.
Which
that's
probably,
so
which
funny.
You might've enjoyed just as much, but I was shamed and asked by a 4-year-old to leave the room because, he gets it. They're not something.
That's
I think
really
it was,
funny.
You know, it was a full moon that night.
Yeah, it was a strawberry full moon. I think last night was the strawberry full moon.
Strawberries, yeah.
I don't know. That was what the
full moon was. Nothing about it smelled like strawberries.
No,
but,
never. But that's amazing. That's a really funny story. There was one other relaxative I wanted to say.
Please do.
And it's something our sweet Wesley has started doing.
Okay.
And I'm obsessed. Every time he does this, my heart just, I feel relaxed in my body. My heart fills with glee.
I know what it is.
He says, thank you. But not so like anyone else I've ever heard in my life. So Flynn was always polite and always said his please and thank yous.
Yeah.
Maisie says thank you
she
when
does.
You hand her things. But Maisie says it like, thank you. You know, like she says it like all cutesy and like smiles really big.
Excited.
And like, and is, it's very interactive.
Emotive even.
It's like, I'm looking at you. We are having this conversation. I'm telling you, I'm grateful for what you did.
Yeah.
Wesley says thank you after anything.
You hand him anything.
You hand him. You can hand him a piece of garbage, trash, a receipt, anything you want. And this kid will say thank you, but the way he says it is like this.
They do.
They do. They do. They do. And he does it with the most, he doesn't like look grateful or excited. He looks very just like.
No, he's completely.
Like very just like straight faced. And it's the cutest, funniest, most amazing thing in the whole world is they do. Ding-dong. And sometimes
it's always surprising. It always surprises
me every time.
First of all, I don't expect a one-year-old to thank me for anything. And it's not something that we've like instilled really. I don't know why they naturally kind of...
I think we say thank you every time they hand us stuff. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we're never like, say thank you, one-year-old.
I've never said
of course,
that to him.
Just,
of course. But I think they're just copying us. You know, anytime they hand us a toy or something, we go, oh, thank you. You know, so I think they're just copying us.
We've always been so excited. And Maisie does that. She mimics that.
Maisie does. But, you know, Maisie does it. It's like if you... you hand her like a snack, something that's like would be she's excited about, and like, you know, she's not going to do it over anything you hand her.
Right.
Wesley, like, you hand him literally anything.
They do.
And it's the cutest, funniest thing. Sometimes under his breath, he's like, they do. And the other thing, Wesley's been like on fire lately doing the cutest things. And the other thing that fills me with glee and is my other relaxative of the week is Wesley's imitation. I mean, his imitation of animals has always been quite hilarious to me. Like his duck impression, his frog impression is like very intense. But recently he's been doing
good impressionist.
The most amazing impression of lions.
Lion roaring,
tigers,
I know.
Roaring. The face he does, he's like really excited. He puts his head down.
Yeah, that's emotive.
He puts his head down real low, like his chin down. And he like does this coy little like creepy smile. And he's like, Rah. But it's like the face he makes is so funny. He's just, I don't know. He's full of like adorable relaxatives for me this week. But anyway.
Our kids, I think, cause us... And anyone, like a lot of stress, you know, with kids, but also like some
That's
of the
not mo- what I thought you were gonna say.
No, but some of the most also it's funny how contradictory is some of the most like pleasing and relaxing and sweet and heart exploding moments are they also do. Yeah. It's funny how, you know.
Yes, there's stress in our lives because we're parents, but like none of that even like, oh my gosh, all they have to do is smile at me. And I'm like, nothing else matters. I don't care. He says thank you to me.
Well, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work being a parent. It's so demanding. It's a lot. And then, but the rewards of just a little thank you.
Thank you.
It's just,
the drive home from the park today, you were like, Flynn was all the way in the back seat, and then the babies were in the middle section. And you said, Flynn, make sure the babies don't fall asleep on this 5-minute drive. Can you watch out? Let us know if they're falling asleep.
I gave
asleep.
Him a job. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, daddy, they're asleep. And Eric's like, they're asleep. He's like, no. And he's like,
but they
okay.
look tired.
He goes, they look tired. He goes, okay, well, just tell me if they fall asleep. Maisie blinked. He was like, no, you don't have to tell me every time they blink.
And then
like,
he goes, well, now I'm tired.
Yes. We got home. He's like, I'm exhausted from watching them not fall asleep. Like
it turned into like an Abba and Costello.
It was very funny.
Routine.
Anyway, we could talk forever about our kids, but that's not what we're here to do.
Well, we got a lot of relaxes to get through
we
in other
do.
Things.
Okay, guys. Hello. Listen, I need to apologize again. I feel like the chickens are being so loud, our little chicky dicks. They're being... I didn't mean to call them that. I'm sorry. I tried to let it go and I just tried
it?
To, like, I regretted it. And I also was like, ugh, anyway, they're so loud. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's
anyway.
A bit distracting even for us. And we apologize for this episode, but we cannot, move them.
Yeah, no, not right now. So who else needs to relax for you, Levy? I'm sorry. I was so excited about all the other things to talk about.
So many things. I could like rapid fire if you want.
Yes.
Or I could just, say these and see if they elicit any response from you. I do this thing when it comes to putting gas in a car.
Okay.
That I think is insane.
Okay.
I very rarely fill up a tank all the way because I think I'm somehow getting it over on them, that I'm somehow cheating the system. If I only put in like $20 at a time, that like, as if like, I'm not going to use that gas later, but I'm always like, I'm not going to fill it up all the way. Gas is too expensive. Mind you, we have two like EV, like plug-in, like hybrid vehicles that like, you know, it's both gas and electric, but at the same time, our cars are both almost always empty. And so,
Is that why, Lovey? Because I feel like every time I take the car somewhere, I'm like, why is it almost empty every time I get in this car?
Are you ever filling it up with gas?
Sometimes. I filled it up a couple times.
Yeah, I fill it up a couple times in 2 years.
No, I don't do that. I fill it up all the way. Yeah. I think that is odd, but I don't know if that's like a universal thing. That could be. I'm curious if anyone else out there does that.
I just can't do it. I'm like, I'm not going to fill it up all the way. I don't know if it's like a patience thing sitting there, but I think it's mostly that like, I think I'm like, I'm somehow saving money.
I feel like it's more work to do what you're doing.
If I don't fill it up, it's more times going to the gas station for sure. But I feel like...
Well, more than that though, because
I'm like getting back at big oil if I don't fill it up
all
the
way. So do you try to like fill it and then you let go of it like when it gets to a certain number on your card?
No, I'm just like, that's enough. Like,
so you just at a random number, you get it out?
There's no specific like lucky number. What?
I'm gonna throw up.
Why?
Because okay, I always fill it up just all the way. I let it go until it's full, right? But I remember in high school, I would try to put like $10 in or $20 in because that's what I had. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
oh, when you use your card, it was always $20 at a time. You know, yeah.
But once we move past like giving them cash inside and taking it out, and once we start using the card out there, uh-huh. I would always try to make it go to an exact number. Like it would be like, okay, I need to go to like $20.
I do that, of course.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not trying to I want to round off on a dollar. I'm trying to get to a dollar. I'm just saying it's never it's not always the same specific dollar amount.
Right. But do try to round it off.
Of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. That's what I was worried about. I thought you were just like letting it fly crazy.
Worst fun game in the world.
Like 27-19.
Yeah. And it's rare that you can actually do that. It's like almost impossible.
I keep going until it's a pretty number.
So you go to the next dollar until you a pretty number.
Not next dollar. It could be, you know, it's like, let's say I was trying to do $20 and it goes 20-01. Uh-huh. I can't do that's
where
psychotic.
Would you stop?
I do 20. I try for 20-25. I try for 20-50.
Because that's like a more.
It's like a quarter. 20 and a quarter. 20 and a half. You know, like, and then.
That's weird.
I can't be on a random, like, what am I going to stop in 2016? That's crazy.
It was a good year.
What's the, okay, random question. Sorry, I know you're doing rapid fire, but random question. No, what's the fine. Ugliest number to you? One through 10.
One through 10? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really have like a.
It's an obvious answer. I don't know how you don't.
Immediate response really? To that. Yeah.
There's an obvious one that's like the most unpleasant. It's easy.
Seven?
Seven's beautiful.
Yeah, seven's great. I don't know. Just eight?
What do you have against seven?
Nine? Is it nine?
It's obviously six. What's wrong?
Six.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the prettiest? Seven's pretty pretty.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have an opinion on this?
What's the prettiest? No, not really.
Oh my gosh.
What's the prettiest number?
This is obvious answers here.
Four?
No, four's not that great. It's three and seven are the prettiest. Anyway, like, well, I thought this would be an obvious situation. Wait, I thought you'd be like, obviously,
no,
this is a great number.
Our brains are very different. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw like a viral thing this week that was talking about like someone talking about how their mind was blown that they had never realized that like 50% of the population didn't have an internal monologue mm-hmm. running all the time. I just had seen it. First time I had seen that reference in pop culture, I was like, oh yeah, we talked about that
a
lot. Yeah, I don't know. I never fill it up all the way. I rarely do because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm saving money somehow. And that's, I know that that's an insane thought mm-hmm. because eventually I am going to need to go somewhere.
You know what I love the concept of though? Love like dumb things that we as humans think are saving money, but it's not like,
yeah.
I saw someone say like, cash is, I don't care what you say, cash isn't money. If I have $10 and I use it, it was free.
Try.
If someone takes a $10 bill and like goes in to buy like, you know, soda or whatever.
This isn't
like,
real money.
This isn't real.
It's paper.
It's paper.
Yeah.
And it must be like a younger generation thing or something. Cause like, I don't really feel that way, but like, I understand what they're saying. Like, it's like, if you have cash, it's like, it feels like it's like, well, this doesn't count. Cause it's not part of the number in your bank account.
You know
it's
what?
Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you know what our kids aren't going to have? And I wonder if you did this, but I would, my father would work very long hours. And then he would come home and he had this very specific, like kind of red pleather chair. And it was a gold mine for change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember doing this to the couches.
When he would come home before we could sit down, I'd just hear it ring down into the springs. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be rich tomorrow. Like I would get so
many pennies.
And I would even like, it would even be like almost be a chore. Like I would essentially be like change hunting, treasure hunting. Right. It would like be a whole thing with me and my siblings. And we'd go in the couch and the cushions and under the couch and like scrounge up all this change. And I remember getting the paper things that you can get from the bank to put the change in to make quarters. And it was so, it taught me about money and what money meant. And I loved it so much having the paper roll of quarters mm-hmm. and dimes, nickels, pennies, even pennies would be 50 cents mm-hmm. a thing. And getting so excited take those to the bank
and
for my
so
like pretend
heavy when you
bank
filled
account.
One. I can feel it in my hand, like
so,
a full one,
they
how
heavy
so it heavy, felt.
But like, I'm just now realizing that's not going to be a thing for our kids. Cause there's no cash.
Yeah. I remember when we got Flynn a little cash register once, like, and he was like so confused. He didn't know what the paper money was. Like he was so confused
was like, no,
by
the
paper
the
money.
Card and, you
and he was
put
like,
it
where's
in.
The card? Like he didn't understand even
like
what the paper
it.
Money was. And like, I remember one time he did like a chore, like a vacuum type of thing. Like, and we were talking about like, we were teaching about earning money that week or something. And like people work and we're explaining to him like working and money and all that. And he done something and Corey was like, oh, I want to give you $1 because you work so hard on that. And Corey gave him $1 and Flynn goes, I don't want it.
Right.
I was like, I don't need that.
He has a piggy bank that he painted at Color Me Mine or something like that. And it's had the same $3 $1 bills in it and like a loose quarter or two for his whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the better part of the last 2 years, like it hasn't grown at all because there's no change couches.
Like there's so much to like learn how, like with math.
Really good with math. Yeah. Like all your multiplication all of your tables, coins all of that. And stuff. Yeah.
And like use it as a visual representation of like something, a quarter of a number. Yeah,
who knows the implications there on his math skills? I don't know.
I don't know. It's so interesting. Yeah, we don't have a lot of cash these days. But anyway, okay, sorry to derail your relaxes.
Oh, I think I derailed it. That was
very interesting to me.
I wish that was the thing for him. I don't know.
I know. Well, we can make it a thing.
Just
we can,
like go take out some change.
Well, also, I just remember everyone telling me how dirty money was.
Yeah.
So it's like, do we want him playing with money? Like,
I guess not. Yeah, it's just...
And the kid and the babies.
It reminds me of the thing I talked about like a week or two ago about Chuck E. Cheese and like how there's no longer like coins. It's like the Dave and Buster's. It's like a card and not like the coin. I don't know. It's just... that's how I would make money as a kid.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things going on now with streamers.
Like for parties?
No, like streamer apps for like movies and television.
Oh, apps.
There is a writer's strike, which I wholeheartedly support.
Why did my mind go
I don't know. I just voted a particular way on a possible upcoming actor's strike. And I'm just thinking about these streamers and how they've changed so much of our industry. And as someone who loves watching movies and TV, like that whole experience. And it used to be, you know, there was cable and you'd turn it on and you'd watch it and you'd have to wait. And great, there's a lot of conveniences and benefits to streamers and the way that they work. Technically speaking, not as an actor or performer or writer or whatever. But like one thing I've noticed that I hate is that there are certain streaming apps that seem... I'm just going to say butthurt if you're not watching them all the time, to whereas they'll ask you to re-sign in and re-put in your email and password.
What? They're butthurt so they make you re-sign in?
I don't
know
what it is, but it's like, I'll just call them out. Like Netflix, it's like you put your password in like one time and they're like, yeah, whatever. We don't, you know what I mean? I've almost never had to re-put in unless it's like a new device or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it's just kind of like the Wild West. Mm-hmm. Like you put it in once, like they'll just remember it forever. Mm-hmm. But there are some other apps, shots fired, Hulu or like Paramount Plus or whatever, to where if I don't watch them for like a week or two and I go back to open the app, it's like, well, where you been? Who are you? I don't know.
It makes you re-sign in.
Put in your email and put in the password, which I don't remember.
Yeah, of course.
Which even my phone, who's like pretty much job it is at this point, is just to remember passwords, it's somehow wrong.
Yeah.
How did it get it wrong?
I don't know.
And then it's like, well, before you do that, which one of these is a motorcycle? Which one of these has stairs? Which one of these has traffic lights? Okay, now we'll run your password. No, it's not it.
Yeah.
But I feel like... Truly only because I haven't watched it in a while. And I feel like Hulu is notorious for this. And I wonder if other people have this experience with that specific app or streaming service or like whatever. But if I watch Hulu consecutively, it doesn't ask me to re-sign in. But if I like don't for like a week, it's like, why aren't you watching me? No,
yeah, I don't know.
I literally can't. I haven't been able to. There's like one show in particular I've been wanting to watch on it and I just haven't. So I just don't.
Stick it to them. You pay for it and don't watch it. That's what you should do.
But that's what's happening. I can't figure out even like how to... There's some streaming apps that we have in our family that both you and I pay for because like I've been so frustrated and you can't remember your password that fine, I'll just sign up. And then we both forget our passwords and so then we're both just not...
Yeah.
So like I feel like we both have subscriptions.
I don't think we have that anymore. There was a time period where that was happening.
I know you have the Hulu one.
Yes.
And you always are like, it's this password and it never works.
It didn't work for you that night when you put it in?
I know we both have Disney Plus and I know we both pay for Paramount Plus, which is just wasteful.
Yeah, that's really wasteful.
We live in the same house, but we both can't remember our passwords. And there was an intersection at some point where I had to, I don't know.
But the Hulu password I gave you the other day didn't work?
It didn't, no.
Oh, no.
Uppercase, lowercase.
You know where I got that password from?
Your phone said this is the password. It does that all the time. My phone is like, no, I know. Yeah, I got you. I can know the password. Mm-hmm. And then the website is like, you're wrong.
Yeah, I hate
and
that.
Then it's, and then you can't kind of like backtrack out of that. And this happens to me also on other things, like with not my phone, but with computers, my email. my email, which is like, I'm not going to say which one, but I don't have.
He doesn't have what everyone has.
I don't have what everyone has. I have like the old, like an old school, like almost embarrassing.
Like think like AOL.com vibes.
Think that, but like worse. So, if it can be like towards everyone else has the, you know.
Yeah.
The you know, email.
Gmail.
Yes. I don't
know. The only one people use.
Right. I don't have Gmail. I have like a.
Wild.
And it's I'm sticking to it. I have the same, I don't know. I'm not going to say that, but my phone number, but like, I stick to my, I'm loyal.
Yes, you are.
I'm loyal to a fault.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know experiencing that with Hulu. Relatable. Of course. I'm glad you think they need to relax. I think we need to take a little bit of a break.
Cause I need a break.
I need to eat a chicken nugget. And,
let's do it. Nugget break.
So we'll see you guys in a second.
So much of the world is digitized and automated these days. I do so much from my phone at home because I like being home. I like it. I like to be at home. And what do I do on my phone? I can shop from my phone. I eat from my phone. And you know what else I do? I mail and ship from my phone and computer. What am I going to do? Go to the post office? No, thank you. Postage rates just increased again. Luckily, stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry. They have amazing partnerships with USPS and UPS for unbeatable rates up to 84% off. Plus, stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options. For 25 years, stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. I always find that's just incredible to me because I didn't even know the internet was that old. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Stamps.com has had a long-standing relationship with USPS and UPS, and they are able to pass on amazing rates to you. Like I was said, 84% off. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They'll send you even a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through the Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, I think people do that. I think I've seen a lot of people doing that. Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Oh, I'm always in those shopping carts. Not the real ones, the ones online. Avoid the hassle and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code RELAX for a special discount that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code RELAX. Get a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale at Stamps.com/RELAX. Thank you to Stamps.com for sponsoring this show. Stamps.com, legends of the podcast world.
Guys, I had some chicken nuggets. They were delicious.
Congratulations.
And now, did you have more relaxes? I sure do. Way too many things to talk about.
But I don't
want
to hog it.
No, I want you to hog it. Everyone wants you to hog it, Loaf. Let's be honest.
That's not true.
When I speak.
You want me to hog it?
Let's hog it. Hog it out. What? Is that another sexual reference? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's just funny. It just felt awkward.
Oh, well, yeah, hog it out.
You're telling me you wanted me to hog it. I don't know.
No, you asked me if I wanted you to. You said the hog it thing.
So we've talked before, I don't know, on the podcast or privately about like paper towel marketing, how they're mm-hmm. like, this roll equals 10 rolls of times 24. And like, it never really makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like you're just kind of looking at a package of paper towels and you're like, what do you mean? It's 12 rolls. There's six in there, but they're telling me it's six. It's times six. Now I'm doing math. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And we've joked about that and we've questioned that. When I bought that fruit salad, I also was like, oh, we need paper towels. Mm-hmm. And there was an off-brand paper towel.
When you bought what fruit salad?
Well, when I took the picture of the fruit salad, when I was at the grocery store, yeah. What did I say? Did I say something?
I thought you said when you bought a fruit salad.
Oh, I didn't buy any of those fruit salads.
Right.
I just took a picture of them.
You were hoping it was far enough away that I wouldn't see the cantaloupe and honey doing it. Like if I take the picture of the fruit salad from 30 feet away, she won't see it.
Anyway. I didn't see any. Anyways, we'll talk about that next week.
Okay, sure.
We need paper towels. And there was an off-brand paper towel. And then there was like the on-brand paper towel that mm-hmm. says we are times 12 mm-hmm. of your off-brand paper towels. Off-brand paper towel $9 for like six rolls. On brand paper towel, $24 mm-hmm. for six rolls. Mm-hmm. And I was like looking at the prices. They're right next to each other. I'm like, is this real? Mm-hmm. How could it be this much more expensive? Is it because it equals six, even though or equals 24 rolls, mm-hmm. even though it's six? So I was like, screw this. I'm getting the off-brand paper towel rolls. Mm-hmm. What could pot? I even squeezed the packaging through the plastic. I'm like, they feel the same. Like, what could possibly go wrong? When I tell you the absolute trash that these paper towels
they're
are.
Pretty bad.
They are the
they're
worst.
Really bad.
They're not even, are they even anything?
It's like tissue paper from like a it's birthday not, bag.
It's,
like a,
it doesn't absorb anything. They don't.
It just like moves things around. It moves
right,
the.
But not even, but the texture is so thin, like your hand just goes through it. Like I can't.
They're terrible.
I can't describe, like they're the worst mm-hmm. paper product I've ever bought in my entire life. Mm-hmm. It's what is it like?
Like I said, they're like it's like the tissue paper in a gift bag.
Right.
Like
oh,
it's
yes.
like
okay.
So it's
Thank
like
you.
They disintegrate the second anything wet hits them, but also like they also just kind of so it disintegrates right away, but also moves it just moves around the mess. It doesn't clean up the mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so terrible. So like
very terrible.
I guess I now get it. Like I will never no. buy off brand paper towels Mm-mm. like ever again.
No, so
what's the point? Because it's like not even having paper towels.
Yeah. Some things you can get the off-brand for and it's fine, but
sure.
like that's something you cannot.
So now I understand the price jump. Mm-hmm. The price points are so different, but it makes sense because these
works and one does not.
These are essentially two different products.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
I fully agree with you.
Have you noticed how bad these paper towels are?
Yeah, of course. I just said I did. They're terrible. They're horrible. Okay. They're very bad, love. Even trying to rip them. Like I tried to grab one because I've.
No, you've never, you'll never get a
Wesley.
Clean one. You'll never get a clean one.
And like I've mastered.
You always get one in a corner.
I've mastered holding a child and doing anything with one hand.
Of course.
Like I'm very good at doing anything with one hand now because I'm always holding someone. Uh-huh. I was holding Wes today, and I wanted to make a PB&J and I was going to make it on a paper towel and wrap it up in a paper towel. And I grabbed it and I tried to rip a piece off and the whole roll came undone, but no paper towels came off into my hand except for like a piece that was
exactly.
like mostly
yeah.
just dust that flew in the sky. I was like, what are these?
Yeah.
Also not the same size as normal. Like, you know, they're usually perphorated like moments or whatever it's the word is to like make it so you know where to like rip off a piece. They were like oddly small. It was like, why is this paper towel the thickness of toilet paper?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like as far as like usually paper towels, like, you know, it's a good chunk.
Yeah.
But like the where it like the line was for it was like not usable.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
If you use them, don't skimp on paper towels.
You want to know something? Sorry, you have more. I want to hear more.
No,
of
but like, I don't want to like.
My topics are so odd. Like, it's like mine make no sense. I'd rather hear your relaxes. Those are fun to me.
Well, I can run through them.
Okay.
We just want to just bang them out.
Yeah.
Is cheese hair?
What did you say?
Is cheese hair?
I'm confused
it's a
by
thought
this
I
question.
Had because I was so stressed by a slice of pizza I had where the, you know how it.
Strings
and
like
makes,
mozzarella.
It makes like
yes.
a hair. But then the
a
texture
hair.
Became
wait,
like.
Whoa, you need to stop.
I don't like the cheese hairs.
It does. No one. I've never heard that comparison.
Does cheese hair?
Does cheese hair or
yeah.
is cheese hair? What's your question here? I see you've.
What I
so
write
what is cheese hair is what you wrote in bold.
It's only in bold on my notes because
top,
it was the first thing I wrote.
Why is the top thing on notes always screaming at you?
Yeah,
like to-do list.
I know. I'm just like trying to write out a note, but like the first line they make like. Times 10
and yours
the font.
Is cheese hair in
yeah,
bold.
Yeah.
I've never compared it to hair. I've never thought of it that way.
Maybe because
no,
it wasn't like
it's
very
not hair.
Fresh. Like I went back to it. It was a pizza that you had ordered for yourself.
Did you microwave it?
What do I have all the time in the world where I'm going to microwave pizza?
What's your favorite frozen pizza? What is the pizza you would always get as a kid, like from the frozen section?
I don't.
If you don't say Tombstone, I don't know. I don't know about this.
Oh, I know it. I know it. But what was this? What was the name?
Tony's?
No, it wasn't Tony's. I feel like it started with an
Isn't Tombstone?
E, and it was, and it came in like two squares.
Oh, I love those. And it's like kind of soggy. It was always soggy.
What was it? Elio's. Was it Elio's? Was it that?
Where?
This.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it was Elio's, but I don't know. But I know it was like, you know, frozen bought at a grocery store, but it was square slices. I think it was Elio's.
Hmm. I don't think I ever had those. Well,
wasn't great.
I don't know why I asked that question, but I was just curious. I loved Tombstone Pizza growing up. That was like so yummy. We never had DiGiorno. It was
no.
always Tombstone.
Tombstone, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was like, I didn't so know there cheap. Was... It was like $3 or $2 or something like a pizza.
And
so
DiGiorno
cheap.
Was more expensive?
Oh, yes. DiGiorno's so expensive.
Tombstone. I'm going to start a frozen pizza company. What do we call it?
I know, weird, right?
Gravestone, I don't know. Tombstone.
Weird, right? So
it's
weird.
Strange.
I know, so odd.
DiGiorno, it's like a... It's a classic name. You know what I mean? I believe in that as a pizza.
I've had something completely off topic again. Sorry, switching so quickly, but
I understand how your brain works.
I want to hear all of your relaxes. So I want you to fire through them, but
I think there's
just
like one more.
Well, I'm going to say one that have written down on my phone for like months and I've just never said, because I feel like I always talk about planes and like traveling of some sort.
You do.
But I was in, so I've been blessed in my life that in the last, you know, a couple years of my traveling, a lot of times I get to fly first, which is amazing because I never had to do that ever before the last, you know, few years, whatever. And, but I still sometimes will fly coach just because, you know, to save those dollar bills or like if it just makes sense, like sometimes I can't justify how expensive first class is, whatever. Anyway, the point is, I was in coach or economy or whatever the last time I flew, and I haven't flown economy in a minute. And I forgot about one of the most horrendous things about being in economy. Cause there's a lot of things that are kind of annoying. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that are kind of annoying, but just traveling in general is kind of annoying. But so I had a seat near kind of the front, like, so I was like in the second or third row of economy. Okay. And they come by and they're like, do you want anything to drink? You know, whatever. They give people
premium
like,
plus.
No, not like economy. Drink. They were like, no, I'm saying water, soda. Like, you know,
that's like economy premium, whatever they call it. Oh, here okay. In this like first 10 rows, yeah. It's like elite.
Yeah.
They so charge you so much more.
They charge
more.
You like $50 more to just be closer to the front of the plane.
Right. Yes.
Which is a total ripoff because of what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
So they pass out the sodas, whatever. They pass me. And then like maybe 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I need to pee. And I realize, I'm at the front of this very large plane, but I can't use the first class bathroom, obviously, because that's first class. But the bathroom is at the very back of the plane. And this
and
bar
you have
cart,
to come back.
The bar
oh,
cart,
the bar cart, yeah.
Is only like three rows behind me at this point. It's been 10 minutes. And I know it takes like an hour for that bar cart.
Just be one of those people that runs up to the front.
I could never.
Why?
What? You're not allowed in first class. It's breaking the rules.
Crossing class.
Yeah, if you're in economy, you're not supposed to go to the first class bathroom. That's breaking rules.
But people do all the time.
I don't break rules.
You're a rule follower.
But like, but that feeling of like, oh my God, the bar cart is in the aisle and it has to get, it has to get everyone's drink orders and everyone's complaints all the way to the back of the plane and then push the cart all the way forward again before I can go pee. It was a horrendous feeling that I have forgotten about in the last year. But you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had to pee so bad? And you're like, that bar cart is going to be, it's going to take an hour at least.
As a peer, as someone who always, almost always has to pee. And then when they are conscious
Nightmare.
Of it, it's always bad. Airplane is my worst case scenario for that. I literally won't drink water or any fluids for hours before a flight because I like just don't want to have to even deal with that. And it still doesn't work. But like, yes, the bar cart or then like, you know, there's turbulence. So like they want you to stay in your seats and you can't get up. So they're suspending cart service and food service. And then, okay, turbulence is over. So now it's back. Like that can elongate that for, I mean, we're talking like 3-4 hours and hours.
Yes,
I've thought many times in airplanes, like, I think I could pee my pants and no one would notice. My pants are a dark color.
Love.
And like, what is it going to drip? How bad could it be?
I have strongly considered wearing a diaper on planes multiple times.
Should we all?
Yes.
All right.
I'm very for it. But anyway, we're going to take another little break and we'll be right back.
Pee our pants.
I am tired. And I am old, and lots of things are starting to hurt all the time, and most of my days are spent chasing around children or animals of all kinds, and I don't get a lot of time to sleep, so when I do, I need it to be quality time, and I need a quality mattress. This is one of the things you realize as you get older, is how important a good mattress is. A mattress, dare I say, built for you, and how you sleep. And you know I'm talking about Helix. Oh, baby, my Helix mattress. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection. I have one of those, thank goodness. They also have the newly released Helix Elite Collection. Okay, I'm interested. a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made for just for kids. So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? You take the Helix sleep quiz and you find out your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. I did this. I am a side sleeper and it matched me with the midnight looks. Helix knows the best way to test out a new mattress is by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 100 nights. 3-4 months. I don't know. It's like three months in a couple weeks. I think that's enough time to convince you that Helix is the best. Models with memory foam layers provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. That's me. Models with more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. That could be you. They have an enhanced cooling feature to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they've got you. Every Helix mattress is a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on the top. It's the perfect combination of, you know, coils and foam. I didn't always realize how important a mattress was in my childhood. They were just there. You know what I mean? I didn't buy mattresses. They were like kind of a hand-me-down thing. Who knew where they actually came from? And then when I was in college or whatever, I would always get them from, I don't want to say the name, but like that big Swedish store, you know? It rhymes with Schmikia. They were fine, but like they weren't a good mattress. And now I know. Now I know because of Helix. Helix is offering 20% off, whoa, of all mattresses and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/relax. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Yes, go to helixsleep.com/relax.
You ready for my last one?
Always love you.
There is an animal in North America that it's never really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm second guessing that.
Okay.
Raccoons.
Yeah.
I've always thought they were cute.
No.
People say, oh, is there a trash panda?
You acted with a raccoon in a scene. You did scene work with a raccoon.
I did an episode of a television show this TV show was very heavy in raccoon play. And there were raccoons on set. And I remember everyone was so excited about how cute the raccoons were and like, oh, their hands and feet look like human hands and like whatever. Like there's this, to my mother, famous story of me as a kid when I was very little. I think I was like 3. Mm-hmm. I saw what I thought was a kitty cat outside her house and I let the kitty cat in, but it turned out to be a raccoon that I was letting into our house to eat out of the cat food bowl. And I freaked out my parents. Growing up camping on the East Coast, like when you're camping on the East Coast, the raccoons are just like, they're always camping with you.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up the statistic. It's hard to narrow down apparently, but between 5 and 10 million
wow.
raccoons in America wow. today. There are certainly 2 in our yard at all times mm-hmm. at night. When I look out windows, if there's any kind of crumb of anything, or if the trash isn't always closed, or if tragically one night
they got a hold of the birdies.
And so now my whole mindset of like raccoons, I don't know how to, cause I'm so, I love animals. I'm an animal lover and I have like some sort of compassion in me to whereas like, if I can, I will catch a spider in a cup and put it back outside. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I feel like we're on their turf most times, mm-hmm. but I like, since the chicken, the birdie incident, I feel different a little bit.
Really?
And I'm thinking about how Davy Crockett wore them as a hat. You know what
Maybe.
I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm going to make hats out of the raccoons. I'm just saying people did make raccoon hats.
Oh my God.
And I was then doing more research on them, not only just like their population, but like just how they are like, it's weird. They eat plants. But they also eat meat
mm-hmm.
and they're
scavengers. They eat kind of anything.
Kind of anything. But their opposable thumbs make them like pretty like, you know, adept at getting into things. And sneaky, and the fact that they're nocturnal, you know.
They are pretty cute, to be honest.
They are super cute. Come on.
They're really cute.
And there's one.
And they're so fluffy. Why are they so fluffy, though?
But they're, I think this is my point. They're so common, and they've been so common, like, our whole lives, that we're not just like, holy shit. Like, it looks like a giant lemur. It's like a giant.
It's so cute.
It's a giant, like, Madagascar, like, lemur that's in everyone's backyard that's going through all their stuff in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and maybe murdering their chickens, or maybe, like, whatever, like, walking into their houses. I don't know. But, like, if you, like, in context, take yourself out, like, because they're so common. Like, what a crazy animal.
Crazy.
That's everywhere. That it's. They're everywhere, and I don't know. I don't know how to handle it right now.
I'm sorry.
I've just been
I
thinking.
I don't want you to kill them, though.
Of course not. What am I going to do? I can't kill anything.
Yeah, don't do that.
There was some. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Of course, no. Of course not.
I think, you know.
I couldn't kill it. Like, literally,
I think they're very
fly.
Cute. You know. But that's my opinion is they're very cute.
And it's my fault that chicken coops, you know what I mean? Like, there's lessons you learn as you become a
chicken owner.
Farmer.
Like, whatever breed we have now is the loudest chicks in the universe.
Yeah, again, apologies about that. But yeah, I've just been thinking about, and there's this one raccoon, because, like, I'll be sitting here in this room and I'll sometimes hear stuff because our trash can's right there, and I'll look out the window. There's one old big old, as Flynn would say, big old boy. There's one, like, I mean, it's gotta be like 100-pound raccoon.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Okie dokie, guys. Eric ran upstairs. He's trying to cuddle the little babies. Wesley woke up. So he's cuddling with him, and I'm going to finish out the episode. And I was just reading through more comments on the last episode to see what we should chat about. And first of all, I have to say that, again, thank you to everyone who stood up for me in the fruit salad debate. I obviously got very heated and excited at the beginning of this episode. It's still an adjustment for me and hard for me to figure out what is bickering and what is not, because I didn't really feel like that was bickering, but I guess it is. But, like, we were just having fun and goofing around. So I hope it didn't put too many people off at the beginning of this episode. We were quote unquote like bickering, because to us, we were just like having fun, and that's kind of how we talk. But again, I did promise I wasn't going to bicker as much anymore. So I apologize about that. But, as I kept reading, one thing I wanted to address is that a lot of people said that when we were talking about what fruit we associate with each person in our family, like, I felt like I was like a pomegranate, and, you know, I give everyone a fruit. And with Eric, we said like an avocado, but so many people in the comments said he's a kiwi. And I totally agree with that. I think he's a total kiwi. I can't even explain why. I just feel like that's a very good fruit to pair with Eric. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's, you've got the like furry brown, like outer skin shell. That's like, what is that cutesy little furry guy? And then you open it up and it's like bright green, which is totally unexpected and very sweet and different. It's like a totally rare, different kind of flavor than every other fruit. I think it's a very good option. So good job, everyone. You did a great job picking a fruit for Eric. I think a kiwi fits him very well. And what was the other thing I wanted to address? There's a couple other things. Okay. I remember the other thing. People are commenting about the sausage conversation we had in the last episode, because I said, I thought it was like crazy that like Eric likes to just randomly, sometimes he'll suggest like just straight up having sausage for dinner. And that's odd in America. To me it was. And then I saw a bunch of comments that were like, no, I like sausage in my pasta. Like, I like sausage with, you know, like as part of a dish. Like, no. Eric doesn't like it as a part of a dish. Like, he likes it as the main course, like a big hunk of sausage. And I'm not talking about breakfast sausage. I love those little sausage links, like a big hunk of sausage. Like, if I'm in Europe, I feel like that makes a lot of sense, but here, not so much. But then I saw some comments that were like, whoa, no, in the South, like, we got good old Southern barbecue, like sausage. And that is true. I've totally been to the South and like ordered a big sausage, like with my plate of food, and had some delicious sausage. But in California, we don't have any. I don't know. Anyway, maybe I just lose this argument. I forfeit. I lose. That's, your guys are right. I'm wrong. People eat sausage. But I never grew up eating that as like a main course. So I'm an idiot. But anyway, so I wanted to address that. I wasn't talking about like sausage with like on a pizza or in a pasta, because a lot of people said that, like, he straight up just wants like a sausage. But anyway, moving on. Another thing I saw was a lot of people saying how hyper I was, and how I saw comments like I always do, but like most of the comments in the last one were about the fruit salad thing. And then there was a big hunk of comments that were like, Colleen is so annoying. Colleen is so abrasive. She's so obnoxious. She's bickering with him. And she said she wasn't going to bicker anymore. Now look, she's bickering. I can't even listen to it. She's just so obnoxious. Like, I have to fast forward when Colleen is talking essentially. And I'm sorry, like I don't try to be hyper. I don't try to be obnoxious. I guess I'm just naturally obnoxious. It's just who I am, guys. No, but it is something I know it might not seem like it to a lot of people. But I really am actively trying and working on it. Like when we record the podcast together, like I'm really trying hard to like, be better about not interrupting, about not, you know, being combative, about, you know, trying to like be calm and whatever. But I guess my little hyper personality just gets the best of me and it comes out. So I get hyper when I'm excited. And so if we're talking about something that I get passionate about or excited about, like to me, the fruit salad debate was like exciting to me. It was fun and it was like silly. So I was like hyper because I was like having fun. And so that's where that comes from. I'm not trying to annoy anyone. You know, I'm sorry if I do, I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but, I'm doing my best, but I, you know, Eric's amazing. He's wonderful. And I love him so much. And I am not trying to bicker with him or, you know, be obnoxious to him. We're having fun together. It's kind of how we chat. But I am continuing to try to not bicker as much. And I am continuing to try to not interrupt as much. And I am continuing to try to not be as hyper and obnoxious. But sometimes I'm just naturally obnoxious, guys. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening every week and sticking with us for so long. We've done so many freaking episodes. I can't believe it. This really is so fun for us. And it really is like our date night every week. We love just sitting down and chatting and like hanging out together because, you know, we don't get to do that very often when, you know, we have 2 1-year-olds and a 4-year-old, it's hard to find the time to have us time. And so to be able to sit down every single week and like just talk to each other and laugh and, you know, debate stupid topics is really fun. And we're having so much fun. So we're very grateful to all of you who listen and come back every week. So thank you very much. And we're excited for next week. We'll see you then when we will, close out once and for all on this fruit salad debate. Cause we're going to order some fruit salad from somewhere and see what we get. So tune in next week to find out if there really is cantaloupe and honeydew in every single fruit salad you ever order from a restaurant, because we'll find out. I love you guys and I'll see you next time. Eric says bye. He's just patting Wesley's butt upstairs and giving him some cuddles. Bye, guys.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.